हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः. अथ साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः. त्रैगुण्यविषया वेदाः निस्त्रैगुण्यो भवार्जुन. निद्वन्द्वो नित्यसत्त्वस्थः निर्योगक्षेम आत्मवान्. सो भगवान् अर्जुन, भगवान् सेट् टु अर्जुन टु बी अ कर्मयोगी, टु लिव् अ लैफ् आफ् कर्मयोग. And he said differently, as Vedaha Traigunya Vishayaha. So Nistraigunyaha Bhava, Nidvandvaha Bhava, Nitya Sattvastaha Bhava, Niryogakshemaha Bhava, Atmavan Bhava. This much Bhagavan instructed. Now, you have seen the Bhashyam also. Sarveshu Vedokteshu Karmasu. I'm reading the Bhashyam. Sarveshu Vedokteshu Karmasu. Yani Anantani Phalani. Tani Na Apekshyante Chet. Kimattham Tani Ishwaraya Iti Anushtiyante Iti Uchyate. If all the results, countless number of results, anantani phalani, countless number of results, benefits of rituals, and which are prescribed in the karma kanda, karma upasana kandas, vedokteshu karmasu, yani anantani phalani uktani, the countless number of benefits, results of rituals prescribed in the karma kanda of the Veda. And if those results or benefits are not required, if those benefits are not wanted, then kimattham tani ishwarayati anushtiyante iti. Then still, why those rituals must be performed? Then attitude as an offering to Ishvara. Results are not required, then rituals need not be performed. Even if they are not required also, still why it is said that one should perform rituals with the proper attitude as an offering to Ishvara? Kimattham tani Ishvaraya iti anushtiyante, why they are performed, followed with an attitude as an offering to Ishvara iti. Uchyate, shrunu, listen. So what in this verse Bhagavan is going to say? Even the rituals are performed as an offering to Ishvara, even if one is not dependent on the results of actions for one's happiness, one's dependence is only on the knowledge of the truth, Bhagavan, for one's happiness and security. Living such a life of karma yoga. So actually in the sentence, it may be confusing. What he is asking is, what is the benefit of living a life of karma yoga? That's what is asked. Okay, without being attached to the results of actions, without requiring the results of actions, then why should rituals be performed? Why rituals are still performed as an offering to Ishvara? Saying that it is Ishwara iti means what? As an offering to Ishvara. It's about our attitude. If the rituals are performed, what is the benefit? I mean, what is the benefit of living a life of karma yoga? Performing all one's actions, mundane activities, also rituals, religious activities, with the proper attitude as an offering to Bhagavan. When a person performs all his actions, performs rituals with the proper attitude as an offering to Bhagavan, and having one's focus on mental preparation, in due course of time, definitely that life, such a life lived as a worshipful life, in due course of time will bless a person with knowledge. Once a person attains jnanam, he becomes mentally prepared, and he, by Bhagavan's grace, such a life will definitely earn a person abundance of Bhagavan's grace. As a result of that grace, one can attain jnanam also. Once jnanam he attains, all the results of all rituals, all benefits become enjoyed as it were. In attaining jnanam, the happiness, the joy that can be enjoyed as a result of having all the benefits of performing all rituals becomes enjoyed, attained as it were, in reveling in the fullness as a result of attainment of jnanam. That is what is said in the following verse. Living in a karma yoga in due course of time definitely will enable a person earn the grace, and once the grace is there, grace earned as a result of living of karma yoga will bless that person with the jnanam, and that once the jnanam is there, then one will have the joy of having enjoyed all the results, all benefits of all rituals. It means the person will be reveling in the fullness of happiness, which is the nature of Bhagavan, nature of the reality, nature of one's own self. How is that? With the example, it is given here. Yavanartha udapane sarvata samplutodake. Yavanartha udapane sarvata samplutodake. Tavan sarveshu vedeshu brahmanasya vijanatah. Yavan artha udapane sarvata samplutodake. Tavan sarveshu vedeshu brahmanasya vijanatah. So sarvataha sampluta udake udapane. Sarvataha sampluta udake udapane yavan arthaha. Tavan arthaha sarveshu vedeshu vijanataha brahmanasya. We'll see the bhashyam before the listening little meaning here. Udapanam Udapanam means any reservoir of water. Any storage of water is Udapanam. Udapane Sarvataha Sampluta Udake. Sarvataha Sampluta Udake Yavan Arthaha. Sarvataha samplutam udakam yatra yasmin tad sarvataha samplutodakam. The place where there's water everywhere, or a huge thing where there's water everywhere. There, in such a place, Udapanam, a small reservoir of water, is of no use. Yavan Arthaha. How much use is it of? It is of no use. A small reservoir full of water, which is regularly used for bathing, drinking, etc. In such reservoir full of, small reservoir full of water, is of no use in a place where there is a big, where there is everywhere water, filled with water. Tatha, sarveshu vedeshu, tavaneva artaha. All Veda mantras, the words, their meanings, the knowledge of the meanings, and the rituals implementation of the knowledge, performance of rituals, and the benefits of rituals, all of them. Finally, even the joy enjoyable as a result of the performance of rituals, all that will be only of that much use for a person who knows the truth. Vijanataha brahmanasya sarveshu vedeshu tavaneva artaha. Even if without having studied the entire Veda, without having studied all the mantras, without knowing the meanings of the words also, without having performed rituals also, without having enjoyed the benefits of results also, if a person has attained the knowledge of the truth, the subject matter, through the subject matter of the Upanishads, then that benefit of attainment of knowledge of the truth, which attains to the Upanishad Pramanam, is the most exalted. It is as good as having the joy of enjoyment of results of all the rituals prescribed in the Shastram. Even all the Vedas are not required for him anymore. They served their purpose. So if Atma Jnanam is there, all Vedas have served their purpose. All the rituals are become as well as performed. All the benefits of rituals are enjoyed, have become enjoyed as it were. By performing all those things, what one was aspiring for ultimately, that becomes accomplished just merely by knowledge. So Vijanataha Brahmanasya, for a person who is known as Brahmanaha and who has the vision of the truth, and for him, all the Vedas are only as much as the reservoir full of water in a place of floods everywhere. That is the literal meaning here. Let us see what Shankara Bhagavatpada says here. Yatha, just as loke koopa tadagadi anekasmin udapani. Anekasmin udapani. In many, many, many storehouses of water or reservoirs of water, such as well, pond, etc. Koopaha, well, tadagaha, lake or pond. Koopa, tadaga, adi, anekasmin udapane. In various reservoirs of water, such as well, lake, etc. in this world. And what are those small storehouses of water? Parichinna odake. Parichinna odake. There, the water is very limited. The quantity of water in those small reservoirs is very, very limited. Parichinna udakam. Limited water. The limited quantity of water obtaining in those various small reservoirs of water, such as well, lake, etc. All of them. Yavan. Yavan means Yavat Parimanaha. Yavan means what? How much use is there of it? Yavat Parimanaha. Snanapanadihi Arthaha. So Snanapanadihi Arthaha. Yavat Parimanaha Snanapanadihi. Snanam means bathing. Panam drinking. Etc. So how the water obtaining in those small reservoirs of water, which is available for use for bathing, drinking, etc. How much use is of that? Artha means phalam. Prayojanam saha sarvaha arthaha, all that benefit is there. Sarvataha sampruta udake tavaneva sampadyate. But all those, so benefits enjoyable from or of the water available in different reservoirs of waters, where this small quantity of water is available, all those benefits are there. All those benefits are available effortlessly. Sarvataha sampruta udake. All those benefits are effortlessly available in a much bigger lake where there is, which is filled with water. Sarvataha sampruta udake. Tavaneva sampadyate means satra antarbhavati ityartha. So if there's a huge reservoir of water filled with water, with the greatest quantity of water, and that one reservoir of water serves the purpose served by many small reservoirs of waters having limited quantity of water. In the same way, a person attains jnanam, that jnanam blesses a person with the absolute happiness, in which the happiness attainable as a result of enjoyment of various results of various rituals, in having this joy which attained as a result of jnanam. Because in jnanam, a person can have fullness of happiness. Whereas in this sarvataha sampruta udakam, it is like having the fullness of happiness. Whereas the enjoying the results of the benefits of rituals is like having the fractions of happiness. So all the fractions of happiness, the pleasures, become enjoyed as it were. If a person discovers the fullness of happiness as a result of jnanam. So enjoying the ananda, fullness of happiness as a result of jnanam, all other different degrees of pleasures become, all fractions of pleasures become enjoyed as it were. But in enjoying the pleasures, fullness of happiness does not become enjoyed. Therefore, he is actually, it's a jnana prashamsa. In this verse, presents jnana prashamsa. Evam tavan tavat parimanaha eva sampadyate. In this manner, tavan means tavat parimanaha eva sampadyate sarveshu vedeshu vedokteshu karmasu yaha arthaha yat karma phalam. So whatever is the benefit of ritual, all the rituals prescribed in the Karmakanda of the Veda, whatever is benefit is there, that benefit is as much as the benefit of the small reservoirs of water having limited quantity of water. Saha arthaha brahmanasya. Brahmanaha means sannyasi. Sannyasi means what? Jnana karma sannyasi. Sannyasinaha, for a brahmana, has denounced action through knowledge. For him, paramartha tattvam vijanataha. For a person who has the who has knowledge of the absolute truth, ultimate truth, paramartha tattvam vijanataha, for him, yaha arthaha vijnana phalam. The benefit of the knowledge the person enjoys is as much as like the sarvataha sampluta udakasthaniyam tasmin tavaneva sampadyate. The small reservoirs of waters serving with a small quantity of water, serving whatever purposes they serve, all of them become simultaneously served by a huge reservoir of water having abundance of water. In the same way, for a person who has attained jnanam, for him, the benefit he enjoys as a result of jnanam, in that, the result of the benefit of the rituals prescribed in the Karmakanda, all the rituals in Karmakanda become attained as it were. Tavan eva sampadyate yaha artha vijnana palam sarvataha sampruta udakasthaniyam tasmin tavan eva sampadyate tatra eva antarbhavati ityarthaha. Tatra eva antarbhavati means because here this absolute reality being the only source of happiness is ever of the nature of fullness of happiness. In discovering the truth, when a person discovers fullness of happiness, any pleasure, any degree of joy, enjoyable as a result of performing any ritual, all that becomes, you know, all that is there already in the form of one's own Swarupam. This is one way of saying it. Pujya Swamiji always used to say it beautifully. I mean, Vijanataha Brahmanas Sarveshu Vedeshu Tavaneva Artaha means all Vedas have served, they become served, their purpose for him. Jnani does not require Vedas anymore, does not require karmas anymore, does not require the benefits of performance of rituals anymore, because whatever joy, whatever degree of joy, whatever happiness a person aspires for, as the result of benefit of performing rituals prescribed in the Karmakanda, all that joy he attains in the form of the result of the attainment of knowledge. Sarvam tad abhisameti. Sarvam tad abhisameti. Yat kincha prajaha sadhu kurvanti. Yaha tad veda. Yat saha veda. Iti shrutehe. So here, Shankara Bhagavatpada, in this context, presents a quote from Chandogya Upanishad, and which also gives the same idea. Sarvam tad abhisameti. Sarvam tad abhisameti. Yat kincha prajaha sadhu kurvanti. Yaha tad veda yat sa veda. Sarvam tad abhisameti. Yat kincha prajaha sadhu kurvanti. So prajaha sa yat kincha sadhu kurvanti. Prajaha people, whatever good they do, people, righteous people, good people, whatever good they do, yat kincha sadhu kurvanti prajaha, tad sarvam abhisameti. All the results of all those good actions, tat sarvam sameti. So the results of good actions of good people, all those results really reach that person who knows the reality, which the great sage Raikavaha knew. Raikavaha is not mentioned here. Yaha, yaha tadveda, yat sahaveda. Yaha tadveda means the person who knows that reality, which the sage Raikava knows. The person who knows that reality, knows the truth, which Raikava had known. What is Raikava had? Raikava was a jnani. He had the knowledge of Brahman. His name is not mentioned here. Yeah, Saha is alone given. Yat Sahaveda, that absolute reality, which the sage Raikava knew, that one, whoever knows. Another person, whoever knows that, what the knowledge of the Raikava, if other person also had, that person who had the knowledge of Brahman, which Raikava had known, and that to him, the all the good benefits of all good actions performed by all good people go to him. This is the meaning. Got it now? I know you need certain clarity here. I'll explain that later on. Okay. Sarvam tad abhisameti. What does it mean? How many of our good rituals are there? And good people perform varieties of good actions, righteous actions, perform rituals, pray, worship, perform the rituals prescribed in the Karma Kanda of the Veda. All good benefits, all desirable benefits, all of them together reach, go to that one person who knows the truth. Which truth? The truth which the sage Raikava knew. Okay? This is the quote from Chandogya Upanishad. What does it mean? If you attain jnanam, everything becomes attained as it were. That is why in two occasions, in Mundaka also, we have this. Kasmin vijnate sarvam vijnatam bhavati. What is that one thing by knowing everything else, by knowing everything else becomes attained as it were? And what is that by knowing which jnatavyam nasti, jnatam na shutam api nasti? What everything that has been heard and whatever has to be, has yet to be heard, everything has served its purpose. Your person knows the truth. So we understand such quotes here, therefore the same meaning, the same idea is given. So the example, first in the first line, they say drishtanta is given in the Bhagavad Gita. What drishtanta? There's a huge reservoir of water and filled with abundance of water everywhere. So that huge reservoir of water serves the purposes, all purposes, served by many other small storehouses of water, like as well, lake, etc. With the they all have limited quantity of water. Each storehouse of water serves a given purpose. A well water serves a given purpose, and the lake water serves a given purpose. So Koopa Tadagadi Udapani, they all have Parichinna Udake, having limited water, each serve its own purpose. Each one is of its own benefit. Whereas all those various benefits, purposes, served by all those different storehouses of water, with limited water, become served by one huge reservoir full of water. In the same way, the benefits of all rituals prescribed in the Karma Kanda become attained as it were by a Brahmana who has the vision of the truth. So the same idea is conveyed by Chandogya Upanishad mantra. Okay. And there he said there is a person who also knows exactly the truth which sage Raikava had known. Raikavaha Yadveda Tad Yahaveda. Whoever knows, understands that absolute reality which Raikava had known, to the knower of the truth, Brahma, all the good benefits, Punya Palani, results of righteous actions performed by all righteous pious people go to him. He does not need to do anything. Good benefits, auspicious benefits of all auspicious actions and rituals of all pious righteous people go to that jnani. Means what? His jnanam has earned him that much. It's as good as having performed all of them. Okay, this is a beautiful verse. Sarvam tad abhisameti yat kincha prajaha sadhu kurvanti. Sarvam tad prajaha sadhu yat kincha sadhu kurvanti tad sarvam tad abhisameti, go to him, go to that person who yaha tadveda, the person who knows the truth. Which truth? Yat sahaveda, the truth which Raikava had known. Got it? Okay. Sarvam, and then here in Bhagavad Gita also, we come across another verse. Sarvam karma akhilam partha jnane parisamapyate. Isn't it? Sarvam karma akhilam karma jnane parisamapyate. All rituals, all actions, all their benefits become accomplished as it were in attaining knowledge. Iticha, Bhagavad Gita also is going to say later on, Vakshyati. Okay. Tasmat. Reading the Bhasham. Tasmat. Therefore, Prag Jnana Nishthadhikara Praptehe. Jnana Nishthadhikara Praptehe. Prag Karmani Adhikritena Koopa Tadagadi Arthasthaniyam Api Karma Kartavyam. Very important. Okay. Karma Kartavyam. Duty must be performed. Karma must be done. And the karma, which karma? Koopa, kidrusham karma, kim karma? Koopa tadagadi arthasthaniyam api karma. The karma only which is as good as the small limited quantity of water obtaining in the small reservoirs of water, such as well, tadaga, etc. We don't say well water is small, limited quantity of water, it's of no use. No. even though small quantity of water obtaining in a small storehouse of water called well or tadagaha, the lake, everything serves its own purpose. Therefore, koopa tadagadi artha sthaniyam api karma kartavyam. The karma which is of the, which has the benefit, which is equal to the what now, the benefit, the purpose of purpose served by the small reservoirs of water such as well, lake, etc. Still karma kartavyam. It is not like sarvataha samputta udakam. Isn't it? Still karma kartavyam. When jnana nishtha adhikara praptehe prak, jnana nishtha adhikara praptehe prak, jnana nishtha adhikara praptehe prak, before the attainment of the qualification required for jnana nishtha, until a person attains the eligibility, the qualification for the jnana nishtha, before that, the person who is, you know, who is eligible to perform rituals, I mean, who is supposed to be, who is qualified for performing rituals or actions, by him, action must be performed. Karma must be kartavyameva. Tasmat prak jnana nishtha adhikara praptehe karmani adhikritena koopa tadagadi arthasthaniyam api karma kartavyam. It means karma palam is different from jnana palam. Jnana palam will bless the person with fullness of happiness. Jnana palam is fullness of happiness, everlasting happiness, infinite happiness, timeless happiness. Whereas karma palam will be time bound pleasure, finite pleasure. Still, even though karma palam is time bound, the joy enjoyable as a result of performing karma is time bound, finite. Whereas even though the result of the knowledge is infinite, timeless, everlasting, still karma palam is only fraction of the jnana palam. Jnana palam is fullness of happiness. Still one must perform karma. Who? The person who is eligible for performing karma, before the attainment of the qualification required for jnana nishtha. Jnana nishtha adhikara praptyartham karma kuryat. One must perform karma. Jnana nishtha adhikara praptehe prak, before the attainment of the qualification required for the jnana nishtha, ascertainment of the knowledge, by a person who is eligible for performing karma, by him karma kartavyam, even though which this is of result of karma is time bound, limited, like the benefit of the small reservoirs of water such as wealth, pond, etc. Okay, finished. Karman ye, what Swamiji used to say this now. For a jnani, all Vedas have served their purpose. Karman eva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana ma karma phalahe turbhu ma te sangostva karmani. Karman eva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana ma karma phalahe turbhu ma te sangostva karmani. Karmanyevadhikaraste
మా ఫలేషు కదాచన మా కర్మ ఫలహేతుర్భో మా తే సంగోస్త్వ కర్మణి.
కర్మణ్యేవ తే అధికార కర్మణ్యేవ కర్మణ్యేవ అధికార తే. సో యూ హ్యావ్ చాయిస్ ఓన్లీ ఓవర్ యాక్షన్స్. In choosing karma, in choosing an action, you have all eligibility, you have all capacity. Paleshu ma kadachana, paleshu ma kadachana, never do you have any say over choosing the results of actions. You do not have any choice over results of actions. Because we know very well, you can use your willpower, you can use urge of right and wrong, okay? You can make the best use of your will, and you can choose to do the right, you can choose to refrain from the wrong. You have choice. And you're blessed with the faculty of choice, willpower, urge of right and wrong. But once you finished doing the action, then the result of that action, how you did it, with which intention you did it, with which motive you did it, whether you did it in conformity with dharma, or did that karma being driven by your desires, whether you performed it in conformity with dharma, or you transgressed the values, in keeping with all this, the result will be determined. Determined by whom? Determined by Bhagavan in the form of natural laws. So natural laws are non-separate from Ishvara. Natural laws determine the results of actions. Karma paleshu ma kadachana. Therefore, okay, anyway, result is definitely ordained by Bhagavan, already determined by Bhagavan. I do not have any say over the result. Why should I do anything? Let me remain quiet. Anyway, result is going to be there. No. He says, karma palahetuhu ma bhuhu. So may you not become the author of the result of actions. Never ever think. The failure comes also, don't put the blame on you. The success comes also, don't take claim that you are the author. They never have, I did it, I only did it, I shouldn't have done it, I did it, I must have done it. They may never ever have, you know, that may not be the authorship, may not have the karma phala hetuhu. Consider yourself to be the author of the results of actions. Sangaha mate astu sangaha akarmani. Be very, very careful. Akarmani sangaha ma astu. Let there not be attachment to inaction. Akarmani sangaha ma astu. Should never become lazy, idle. No, never become attached to inaction. Means what? Never sit without doing anything. Whether I do it or not, anyway, Bhagavan is ordained of the results of actions. Everything is already predetermined, predestined. That is what is going to happen. Then why should I do anything? Thinking, of course, the whole life, whatever comes, is already predetermined by Bhagavan. Still, at present, your duty is, you must do what should be done by you. Therefore, sangaha ma astu akarmani. Let there not be attachment to inaction. So, without being worried about what is going to come in my life, without thinking of what's going to come, what has to come today, tomorrow, next day, next month, next year, after a few years, until my death, whatever has to happen anytime, every time, that has been already predetermined definitely. Doesn't matter. That is determined by Bhagavan in the form of order, Bhagavan in the form of natural laws. Therefore, they're all what? No. Bhagavan is the karma phala data. Let us not worry about what is going to come. So what? Whatever comes is going to come and go impermanent. My focus is not on that. So without being dependent on what is going to come as a result of action,
desirable or undesirable, success or failure, having a focus on mental preparation, being dependent on knowledge for one's happiness and security, and in order to have intellectual sharpness, emotional stability, one must focus on one's present duty. One must do what should be done now in this life at present as one's duty. And one must focus, one must do one's duty at present in conformity with dharma, with the proper attitude as offering to Ishvara. So that one should not remain inactive, one should not remain lazy, idle, thinking that everything has been already determined, so why should I do? No. Without worried about, being worried about what's going to happen, what's determined by Bhagavan, this time, the present life, what one has to do, one must make the best use of this time, that one must do what is appropriate. Making use of one's will, making use of one's knowledge of right and wrong, one must choose to do the right, refraining from the wrong, in conformity with dharma, with proper attitude, as an offering to Bhagavan. That is what is Bhagavan insisting in this verse. Karma phala hetuhu mabhuhu te sangaha ma astu. See, the ma is in the before. Sangaha ma astu akarmani. Akarmani sangaha ma astu maastu. Let there not be attachment to inaction. What does it mean? Let not anyone remain without doing one's duties. So very important, you know. See, right from the birth until the death, including the birth and death, in between what you have to go through, okay, everything has been already predetermined, predestined. Even the physical problems already decode, encode in your genes, okay? Everything is going to come at different time. Whenever it has to come, it will come. Don't need to worry. Now, when you're here and healthy, when you're able to do things, do focus on what you should be doing, how you should be doing, do it. So that you are taking care of your mind, you are taking care of your progress. You are still, your life is meaningful life. Therefore, sangaha mastu, akarmani sangaha mastu, akarmani sangaha mastu, akarmani sangaha mastu. Let there not be attachment to inaction. Because many people are looking for this opportunity, you know. Everything is with the ordained, not going to change. Then why should I do anything? No. Akarmani sangaha mastu. Okay, let us see the bhashyam quickly. I'm going to stop soon. Karmani eva adhikaraha. Karmani eva adhikaraha. Na jnana nishthayam tava. Jnana nishthayam tava adhikaraha nasti. Arjuna, you are eligible only performing actions. Okay. Jnanishthayam tena. You are still not yet ready for the ascertainment of jnanam. Tatracha karma kurvataha. Ma phaleshu adhikaraha tatracha karma kurvataha. There again, for the one who is performing actions for him, phaleshu ma adhikaraha astu. There is no say over the results of actions for a person who is performing actions. For a performer of actions, there is no say over the results of actions. It means performer of actions cannot choose the results of his actions. That is the meaning.
Karma phala trishna mabhut kadachana. Karma phala trishna mabhut kadachana. Never do you have the craving for the results of actions. Karma phala trishna mabhut kadachana. Let there not be craving for the results of actions. Kasyamschidapi avasthayam.
In any situation, kasyamschidapi avasthayam. In any situation also, let there not be craving for the result of action. Which means what? May not think you can, you are the author of the results of actions. I will do it, I will accomplish it, I can. No, do what is to be done. But may you never think, okay? Karapala Trishna Mabhut means may not, let there not be craving for the result of action means let there not be the idea that you are the author of the results of actions. In any situation, kasyamshidapya avasthayam iti artaha. Okay. Yada karma phale, which means you are a performer of actions, you have freedom. You can use the faculty of choice. You have choice over the results, choice over actions. Here, Bhagavan has blessed you with the free will, knowledge of right and wrong, making use of it. You can choose to give an action, you can choose to refrain from a given action, which means you have choice over actions. There karmani eva te adhikaraha. Whereas, jnanishthayam na te, and still you are not eligible for jnanishtha. So you have to do only karma. And when you are performing karma also, for performer of actions, there is no choice over the results of actions. Karma phaleshu, phaleshu ma kadachana adhikaraha. Karma phala trishna ma bhut kadachana. Kasyamchidapi avasthayam. Let there not be any in any situation. Let there not be craving for the result of action. Let there not be a thinking that, okay, let one not have thing that I'm author of the results of actions. Yada karma phale trishna te sya tada karma phala praptehe hetuhu syaha. See, very beautiful. Yada karma phale trishna te syat. When there will be craving for the result of action. See, nothing wrong. We have to perform an action expecting the result, for the result only, but without being attached to the result of action must perform. But have focus must be on one's mental preparation. Then there is no problem. Is yada karma phale trishna te syat. When there will be attachment, craving for the result of action, meaning when there will be dependence upon the result of action for your happiness and security, tada then karma phala praptehe hetuhu syaha. Then you will be the, you will become the author of the result, author. You will become the author. What do karma phala praptehe hetuhu syaha? You become the cause of the attainment of the result of action. Evam karma phala hetuhu mabhuhu. In this manner, may you not become the author of the result of action. I do this action, I'll get this result, I'm going to achieve this. Means what? You are dependent on the result of action for your happiness and security. That is when you are craving and you are attached to the result of action. Then you become the author of the result of action. Karmapala hetuhu. Evam, in this manner, karmapala hetuhu mabhuhu may not be become the may not become the author of the result of action. Yadahi karmapala trishna prayuktaha. Yadahi karmapala trishna prayuktaha karmani pravartate. Tada karmapalasya eva janmanaha hetuhu bhavet. When you involve yourself in action, impelled by your craving for the result of action, impelled by attached to the result of action, then karmapalasya eva janmanaha hetuhu bhavet. You become the author of the you become the cause for the result of action. Karmapalasya janmanaha eva hetuhu bhavet. When a person involves himself in acting action, impelled by one's craving, the attachment to the result of action, then only a person will become the cause of the origination of the result of action. What he says, karma palasya eva janmanaha hetuhu bhavet. One becomes the cause of the result of action in terms of rebirth. See, they say, if you perform any action, see, when a person involves himself, karmani pravartate, when a person involves himself in an action, how karma pala trishna prayuktaha, impelled by the craving for the result of action, or the attachment to the result of action, then you become the cause of the result of action in terms of rebirth. Why are you born? Because then, isn't it? Karma palasya eva janmanaha hetuhu bhavet. So janmanaha hetuhu is what? The cause of rebirth is karma palam. Cause of the rebirth is karmapalam. So you become, the person himself becomes the cause of birth in terms of the you yourself become the cause of birth. That result of action becomes the binding action. Therefore, that result will be the cause of rebirth. See, any action performed with attachment will produce a result which will retain a person in samsara. That is the idea. Got it now? See, action performed with attachment, the result of action becomes a cause for rebirth. The result of that action will be the cause of rebirth. It will lead a person samsara. That's the idea. Yadi karma phala prayuktena. Okay. Yadi karma phalam na ishyate kim karmana dukkha rupena iti mate tava sangaha astu akarmani akarane pritihi mabhut. If the result of action is not desirable, yadi karma phalam na ishyate, some action is done, the result is not liked, kim karmana dukkha rupena What is the use of doing any karma? Always only what is in the, it's always in the form of what? Pain only. I do this work, I tell you what's painful. In doing, of course, doing any karma involves pain. And the result of action also comes what? Becomes a pain. It is not desirable. Then what happens? What is the use of doing karma? Which is only in the form of pain. Thinking so, te sangaha ma astu akarmani. Te sangaha ma astu akarmani. Let there not be attachment to inaction. Te sangaha ma astu akarmani. Akarmani sangaha ma astu. Let there not be attachment to inaction. Which means akarane preetihi ma bhut. Let there not be love for inaction. Let there not be attachment to inaction. Never ever think of remaining without doing anything, because being afraid of facing the result of action. What is going to happen? Pain may happen. Anything I do, there may be pain. I don't want to do anything. No, such inaction is not recommended. Akarmani, akarane preetihi mabhut. Let there not be love for remaining without doing anything. So another question comes, yadi karma pala prayuktena na kartavyam karma, yadi karma pala prayuktena karma na kartavyam, tarhi katham kartavyam iti uchyate. Now this line is the introduction to the following verse. So the karmanyavadikaraste verse is over. Okay, this line is introduction to the following verse. Yadi karma pala prayuktena na kartavyam. If action should not be performed, impelled by one's desire for attachment to the result of action. If action should not be done, be impelled by the attachment to the result of action, then how should action be performed? Action must be performed. One should not give up actions. One should not shirk one's duties and responsibilities. But how it should be done? It will convert into yoga. So the following verse also, Bhagavan is going to teach only karma yoga, which you will see next class. Okay? See, one should not remain inactive. One must do one's duties. One must do what should be done. At the same time, one must not do anything with attachment to the results of actions also. If without being attached to the result of actions, if one has to do karma, then how one should perform the ritual? How one should perform one's duties? How? What should I do? How should I perform my duties? Okay, Bhagavan again is going to teach us how you should do your duties, how you should live a life of karma yoga. He's going to again teach in the next verse. We'll see next class. It's all right. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Rubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.